You cannot make the Sheva Sukkah anymore. Because of that, there would be an issue what to do tomorrow night. The halacha is that on Shemini Atzeret, Gemara says, we sit in the Sukkah, but we don't make the Sheva Sukkah. Now when you have a Sa'uda tomorrow, let's say you daven Mincha Ma'ariv, you finish by 7 o'clock, you go home, still is before Shkia, it's not Seta HaKochavim, you brought Shemini Atzeret before, and you should sit in the Sukkah, but you cannot make the Sheva Sukkah. The Lashon of Maharshal is that is Avon Gadol, that's his Lashon, it's Avon Gadol, that you should not make a bracha l'sheva sukkah. And therefore, Maharshal Paskins, that is asur to bring Shabbos or Yom Tov tomorrow earlier, because by you doing that, you are not going to be able to make l'sheva sukkah, and it started the Satre. In other words, you brought Yom Tov earlier, as a result of that, you don't cannot make a bracha, but you have to sit in the sukkah. You have to say Shemini Atzeret, but now it's still his day. You have to make a Sheva Sukkah. You cannot do that. It started the Satre, and it says we are not allowed to do that. Taz comes and says, not true. So we have a chiyuv to mosif mechol al hakodesh. You have an obligation that every time that you have a Shabbos or Yom Tov, we have to bring Shabbos earlier, we have to bring Yom Tov earlier. Therefore he says that you, as a chiyuv, because we have that obligation, one should bring Mosif Michol al HaKodesh, and because of that he says, it's not my problem what's going to happen tomorrow night. The Torah said I have to bring Yom Tov earlier, I'm bringing Yom Tov earlier, if because of that I'm not able to make the Sheva Sukkah, that's not my problem, it's not my issue. But therefore, Taz says, you are allowed to bring Yom Tov earlier, and even as a result of that, you are not be able to make the Sheva Sukkah, that's fine. You still have to sit in the Sukkah. The Shoel Umeshiv says, Taz is not right. Says that there's two tainos on Taz. Says what Taz says, that is not that Mosif Mechol al HaKodesh, and Mosif Mechol al HaKodesh, you cannot change the Mahut of the day. Today is Sukkot. You cannot change the day, so, but until Seet HaKochavim, the day is Sukkot. Even though that you bring Yom Tov earlier, but still the day is there. And the second thing he says, Mosif Mechol al HaKodesh is only Lechumra. It's not Lekula. And what Taz is doing is that he's bringing Shabbos, he's bringing Yom Tov earlier, and he's bringing Mosif Mechol al HaKodesh, but it's Lekula, it's not Lechumra. And therefore, they said, Shoel Umeshiv Paskins, that you are the Taz, that all the Hasagot of Taz is not right, and therefore he says we cannot, we don't Paskin like Taz. The Chazon Ish, and Mishnah Berura, and moreover, Achronim, they cholek with Taz, and they're all Paskin like Maharshal. And therefore the halacha is like Maharshal, that you cannot bring tomorrow, as Shemini Atzeret, you cannot bring Yom Tov earlier, and you have to stay till Seet HaKochavim. Not even before Seet HaKochavim, you cannot make a kiddush, because Ben Hashem Ashot would be a safek deoraita if you are allowed to eat outside the Sukkah. Now, that's the halacha. What would be the etzah? A lot of people have young children, and they want to make Yom Tov earlier, and they can't wait till 8 o'clock before they make a kiddush. There is an etzah. The etzah is like this. In order to take care of Maharshal's issue, you have to... That's the way it could be done. Now pay attention. You come home, you daven mincha. You come home, you go and sit in your sukkah, you make the Sheva Sukkah. Then, eat something, go out. Go around the block, come back into your sukkah, make a kiddush, and say Shemini Atzeret, right? And then when finish your sukkah, have your meal, then later on, go to Shul and Daven Ma'ariv. That's the only etzah you could have to take care of Maharshal's issue. Because this is not Tartet the Satre. You have your Sheva Sukkah, And you also later on, you go out and make, you bring your kid to say kiddush later, say shemini atzeret, and have your sauda, and then you bring Yom Tov through tefillat arvit when you do daven mariv, you bring shemini atzeret later. That's only etza that you are able to do in order to make to be able to daven mariv earlier and bring Yom Tov earlier. Now lefi this, according to this, the shita of Maharshal and Taz, there's a lot of halachic ramification could come out of this. The first question is, are you allowed, that's why you have two Yom Tov, Tuesday and Wednesday is Yom Tov. Tuesday is first day Yom Tov, Wednesday is second day Yom Tov. You want to daven Tuesday early minyan and bring Yom Tov Sheni earlier. Are you allowed to do that? Because let's see what according to Maharshal and according to Taz. According to Maharshal, it's a tartet satre, does not apply here. It's not tartet satre because both davening of first day and second day Yom Tov are the same. You daven Yom Tov, Shel Pesach, or Sukkot, or whatever it is, you still say the same thing. The Kiddush is the same Kiddush. Therefore, there's no contradiction here. The first and second day Yom Tov are exactly the same. According to Maharshal, it's not a problem, Bichlal, you could do it. According to Taz, it's no problem, Bichlal is not a problem. Right? You must leave from one day to the other day. You could, even according to Taz, let's say Shekiah would be 7:30. You daven Mincha and Maariv, you finish by 6:30, you go home, you could even do Achara from first day to the second day, because once you daven Maariv, you brought the Yom Tov, and the second Yom Tov is already Chal. You could even start doing Achara. So according to both of them, Be'emes, that you are allowed to make Yom Tov Sheni earlier. So why nobody does it? There's not a problem Bichlal. You could have Yom Tov Sheni earlier. The problem, there is another issue that comes with this. Second issue is like this. You have Yom Tov Rishon as a bigger Kedusha than Yom Tov Sheni. So when you bring Yom Tov Sheni earlier, you are compromising the Kedusha of the Yom Tov Rishon. That's the only issue that you should not do it. And that's not a halachic issue. Because there's no concept in halacha that you have to, you're compromising a Kedusha one Yom Tov to another Yom Tov. But the Minhag HaOlam is, you should not do it because of that. But I'll tell you something. The Sha'at HaTechak, I know nobody does it. Sha'at HaTechak, if somebody needs to daven Maariv earlier on the second day Yom Tov, on the first day Yom Tov, you are allowed to do that. Because Allah HaKadosh, if he Maharsha and if he does, there's not an issue Bichlal. Now what about if you have Shabbos after Yom Tov, right? Let's say Shabbos would be a Yom Tov, and Shabbos would be a Shabbos. Now you want to daven early Shabbos, and you want to bring Yom Tov earlier. So according to Maharshal, would be a problem. According to Taz, it's not a problem Bichlal. But it doesn't mean even according to Taz, you cannot go home and start preparing on Shabbat for Yom Tov, even though that you could daven Maariv earlier, but you cannot challel Shabbos because of that. But that's therefore according to this, it doesn't work. But what about if you have Yom Tov and Shabbos? Let's say Friday is Yom Tov, then you go into Shabbos. According to everybody is fine, because according to Taz and Mosim Mechol HaKodesh, according to Maharshal, Tartet the Saturday does not apply. And according to those that say Kedusha, the Kedusha of Shabbos is bigger than Yom Tov. And therefore, that's why you are allowed to daven Shabbos earlier than Yom Tov. You are allowed to have early Shabbos on Yom Tov in order to bring Shabbos earlier. Now, let's talk about another aspect of this halacha. What about, there's a Chakira that Rabbi Akiva Iger has. So he says like this. So what about if somebody becomes a bar mitzvah? So tonight somebody became a bar mitzvah, 7:30 was Shekiah. This boy had a big supper, 6:30, or 7 o'clock, and he benches. At 7 or 7:30, he's still full, right? Now the Birkat Hamazon that he made, if the benching that he made before Shekiah, right, it was only with the Rabbanan. Now, after the Seta Kochavim, he's still satisfied. really should make it a different Ketamazon, because that was Midrabanon, now it's Midoraita. So Rabbi Akiva Iger says, it's a bad Sarachiyun. So what this boy is supposed to do? If you are talking about higher Kedusha, this is a higher Kedusha. He says, the grandfather of Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach Zatzal, in Sefer Imre Bina, he answers Rabbi Akiva Iger's kasha. He says, the Torah said, "Ve'achalta ve'savata." In order to be midoraita, you have to have ve'achalta and the savata. Here, just had ve'achalta. Ve'achalta was when we were midorabanan. The savata was when we were midoraita. Therefore, the chiyuv is the never was midoraita. The worst both time was midorabanan. That's one issue that we have. Now, there's another question that once, I remember only once in Atlanta came about. Was years ago, somebody forgot, I don't know how somebody could forget to put on tefillin, but this guy forgot to put on tefillin. He davened Kabbalat Shabbos in the shul. Then he came to me, he said, I forgot to put on tefillin today. So what do you do? So it was, you accepted Shabbos, now it's according to Taz, you accepted Shabbos already. According to the Marsha, that's not even not part of the deal. According to Taz, once you said, boy kalla, accept the Shabbos already. What do you do? How are you allowed to put on tefillin, or you are not allowed to put on tefillin? So there's an interesting levush. The levush says that the old inyan of Tosefet Shabbos and Kabbalat Shabbos is the inyan of Neder. Right? When you say boy kalla being Shabbos earlier, you're making a neder that I'm accepting Shabbos. Do a taran nedarim. Felavush says, get three guys, sit down, and say mutalach, 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 and put on tefillin. That's what Levush says. And interestingly, Taz agrees with Levush on this. And he says, how could you do a Shavua and something that you don't want to mechal Shavua? So this is the inyan of neder and Shavua. Matir your neder and Shavua, and there everything goes away. So the Tosefet Shabbos is only inyan of neder. And there, according to Taz, comes out to be that if the old inyan of Tosefet Shabbos is inyan of neder, then this is all different ball game now. Because what Taz thinks about is Tosefet Nichol al HaKodesh. I could take care of Tosefet Nichol al HaKodesh any minute I want to. I could get three guys together, sit down, make a base din, and say, Mutalach, 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 and do whatever I want. But according to Taz, by the way, it has as a bigger ramification. Let's say a child was born before Shakia. You daven Mariv by Pelag HaMincha. When is the bris of this child? Do we go according to what you said? You said today, I'd say Baruch Hu Et Hashem Mevorach. It's a Mariv. But the boy was learned since 6 o'clock. You daven Mariv 5:30. But 6 o'clock is not Shakia yet. Do you count, according to Taz, do you count 8 days from the time that the boy was born, or from the time that you daven Mariv? So according to Taz, comes out to be that you have to, because once you said Mariv Baruch Hu, to you, for you is Laila, is night, and you count 8 days from the time that you made it to a night, not that the time that baby was born. And the second thing also the Taz says, by the way, don't pass him like that. The Gul Merubah, the Noda Biyuda, is Dinzach with Taz, and says, what are you talking about? He's being Tizraya. He said, you want to tell me that if a child was born before Shakia, right, and you daven Mariv earlier, I'm going to mold the baby 7 days later, according to you? Or let's say a woman did have Sekara, and she went, when did she begin the game start? It's a tremendous ramification. What Taz is saying, he has an unbelievable ramification that could come out of this. La'alakha, we don't pass in like Taz on any of the issues. We pass in like Maharshal on the Indian of Shemini Atzeret. And also we pass in like Lebush and other people. Chazonish is very, very strongly against Taz. He comes very strongly against Taz. And Mishnah Berurah, Also, it says, Ranches in Sharet Zion, Misha Barura says, I don't even want to discuss what Taz is talking about. I mean, he's so thrown away by what Taz is saying that doesn't want to discuss, doesn't want to go through the whole Indian of Taz. That's one issue. The second issue, which I want to talk about, anybody has a question regarding this so far? Now, I said that. I said because of this, you shouldn't do it.
Yeah, but you're saying it's not a halakha.
That's right. I said their inyan is because the kedusha of Yom Tov Rishon is higher than kedusha of Zion. Where is the inyan? According to Taz, right? According to Marshall, it's not a problem bichlal. But you're making it tonight. Yeah, so when you daven Maariv, right?
You can't daven Maariv early on Mosai Shabbos.
That's different. Mosai, because it's Shabbos, you cannot bechalel Shabbos.
I'm saying, why did you mention Mosai Shabbos? You daven
Maariv
early on
Mosai
Shabbos. Not
even Malachos. That's according. Let's talk about Taz. According to Taz, is it mutar or is it not mutar? It's mutar. Because once you daven Maariv, you made it to the night. According to that, it's not the Shaila Bichla. According to Maharshal, it's not the Shaila Bichla. It's not because the old Indian, what Maharshal is worried about, is Tartar the Satra. It's not Tartar the Satra here. Because the Kiddush is the same Kiddush, right? The Nosach of the Kiddush of Rom Tov Rishon and Yom Tov Shen is the same. There is nothing you're adding or subtracting.
So it's exactly the same Shaila, the same Indian of being Kabul, Yom Tov Shen early, is the same Indian being Hakana on the same Shabbat, Yom Tov Shen early.
Right, that's right. Doing achana, that only if there is not a chilul Shabbos involved. Yes, yes, you're right. Enachinam. Enachinam is mutin if there's no chilul Shabbos. You cannot chalal Shabbos. That if the Indianim that is not a chilul Shabbos, it's very interesting. Maran Shulchan Aruch says that. Be'emet, you are allowed to daven Maariv earlier on regular Mosai Shabbos, but it says you shouldn't do it. Why? What's the Lashon Shulchan Aruch uses? It says it doesn't look good in the eyes of people. That's what the Lashon Shulchan Aruch uses. So what does that mean? It means that it's Muzar. Right? When people see that you're davening Maariv earlier on Shabbos, it doesn't look good. That's what Shulchan Aruch says. It says Mashma from this, that Shulchan Aruch really also, I mean, basically on that, doesn't say, even if you daven Maariv earlier, you cannot do anything. Right. There's no point of davening Maariv earlier. No, I'm saying, no, for regular Mosai Shabbos.
Yeah, regular Mosai Shabbos, you have to make them all
from off. Right.
If you want to set the
table. Uh-huh.
Maariv,
that's right. According to this Maran, you are allowed to do that. That's why he says he shouldn't do it, because it's Muzar. Look at the Lashon of Shulchan Aruch. He said, is a shayla of Muzar. It's not a shayla of Halacha. So you shouldn't do it. But I want to make sure, I want to say the minhag of the Yeshivish belt is, they don't bring Yom Tov Sheni earlier, and because the only reason is, because the Kedusha of Yom Tov Rishon is bigger, as Rabbi Tansky says, and the Yom Tov Sheni. That's the only reason. They should, yes, for sure. No, Yom Shana, we treat the Anachmi both sides. Now, Shana would be the same halacha also. The second shaila I want to discuss is that everybody used leaves for sechach. Now they want to get rid of their sechach. Now, there's a story about Chatam Sofer. I'm sure everybody heard about the story of Chatam Sofer. Chatam Sofer says there was once a student came to his yeshiva and he wanted to interview him to get him to inside the yeshiva. And Chatam Sofer saw that this boy, he took the sechach and was mevazed the sechach. And he said, I'm not accepting in my yeshiva because the person that has not enough kavod, enough respect for the sechach, he should not be in my yeshiva. That's a story people say. I don't know if it's true or not true. I don't know. So I want to talk about the halacha part of it. The shaila is like this. What do you do with your schach? Are you allowed to throw them away? Or you have to keep them somewhere till next year? Or burn them? Or do some? What are you supposed to do? There's a Shulchan Aruch in the Halachot Tzitzit. Shulchan Aruch says that when you have a beged of the tzitzit, the Shulchan Aruch says, you should not, because beged tzitzit and lulav and tzichach and the fanot of the sukkah have the same halacha, all tashmishim mitzvah. Shulchan Aruch says, legabe tzichach, legabe beged tzitzit, it says, you should not mevaze otam. It says, you should not do tashmish shel genai. That's the lashon of Shulchan Aruch. So in other words, you cannot start taking your beged of tzitzit and clean up the tables with it. That's not a proper thing to do. But it says, lefi alacha, you are allowed to lezorkam. You are allowed to throw them away. Rema says, the minhag is not to do that. The minhag is that it should be machmir, and you should not throw them away. The second safe Shulchan Aruch says, and Chod Tzitzit, Shulchan Aruch says, when it comes to Tashmim Shem Mitzvah, again, it says, Tam mutal lezorkam. Lefi halacha. And what is the core of this? It's a run in Masechet Megillah that Hashmishe Mitzvah, I don't have to respect them. It said, Hashmishe Barura says, if somebody wants to legon zam, somebody wants to put in Geniza, Tavo alehem beracha. Now, what should we do regarding the Sechach now? We have a lot of Sechach, and people are, they don't know what to do with them. After Yom Tov, we're getting a pile of the Sechach everywhere, and everybody is worrying about this myself Chasam Sofer, right? Everybody is worried that they want to get into Chasam Sofer Sashiva. They worry about how am I, is it mutar, is it asur, am I allowed to do that, am I mevazda this, am I mevazda that, what would be the halacha? Forget about Chasam Sofer's story, but let's start to talk about the halacha. The thing is like this, even according to Rama, that you are not allowed to mevazda the sechach, that means, what does bizui means? Bizui means, I'm going to throw it out, and I'm going to kick it, and I'm going to destroy it, and I'm going to do tashmishe bizui. I'm going to do things with it that is not respectful. That's what tashmishe bizui means. But what about if I just take it, put it to the side of the street, and let the garbage man come and pick it up? Would it be a proper thing to do, or would it be, is that concept tashmishe bizui? So I think, that if you just take it and you don't mevazet the sechach, you just put it to the street, bederach kavod, and let them pick it up and do whatever they want to do with it, you didn't do any tashmishe bizui, and lefi halacha is mutar. According to Mechaber and Rama, would be mutar to take it and put it to the side of the street, bederach kavod, right? In a respectful manner, you are allowed to do that. You don't have to keep them, you don't have to put it under your deck. Don't have to put it inside your living room. Don't have to worry about any of this. Could get rid of them like that, but you have to be careful to respect them properly.
Tzitzit also?
Tzitzit? Tzitzit no. The tzitzit, Rama says, Mishabarura says clearly that you should put them in Ginzat. The beged, it says you are allowed, the lefi halacha, you are allowed to throw them away if you want to, yes. According to Shulchan Aruch. The Rama says, it should be machmir not to do it. So the minhag is not to do it. But you see, the thing is, the chiluk is like this. When you throw it in the garbage, you are the one doing it. When you put it in the street, you are not doing anything wrong. It's not the garbage man is taking it and destroying it. You are not anything here. You understand? But if I take it and put it inside the garbage and mevaza it, then I'm the one doing it. But I'm putting it inside of the street, the I'm not doing anything wrong here. And so that's the chiluk. There's a chiluk between this and that.
The reason why you can't do the garbage is because you spell mitzvah.
That's right.
What's the difference if the government throws it?
But you didn't do it.
What was your intention of putting it
in? You're just putting it away. So you are not, you cannot throw inside the garbage. If the goy does it by himself, that's what he's doing. Where I'm keeping it, I'm keeping it the side of the street.
Even though you know what he's
doing. That's right.
What about the Jewish garbage collector?
In Atlanta, they don't have Jewish garbage
collector. Israel. New York City, you don't know.
In New York City, you have to ask the rabbis there what to do.
It's not a design, they have a separate garbage for wood.
What?
It's not a design for
house,
they have a separate
wood. Yeah, they burn it. That's right.
It's not a design.
That's not going regular. The Anderson is not a design, right.
Okay, good morning. Thank you for listening to Torah Media Atlanta.
Won't you consider making a donation to help support this important work? Just go to TorahMediaAtlanta.com and click on the donate link. Thank you very much.